Alrighty, Gumtree, a Facebook marketplace, they are absolute gold mines. I use them a lot. Millions of Aussies use them every month. They've become the country's go-to online marketplaces. Lately, though, Gumtree and Marketplace have become, well, playgrounds for scammers and criminals as well. They always find a way, don't they? And they pull all the tricks to try and con users. Richard Jamore is an expert commentator on technology and the founder and director of Superyard, which is a niche marketplace for building materials. He joins us on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Well, what trends do you notice on these platforms?
The main issue that I see at the moment is because of cost of living, people are wanting to offload products that maybe they would have done hand-me-downs or given away normally. Now they want to unlock cash and therefore exposed to the danger of being scammed.
Well, what other sort of scams are in place on the, particularly on Marketplace, which is very popular, but Gumtree as well? And what are some of the signs people should look out for?
Well, the first one is if you're a buyer and you're looking for a product and it's too good to be true, it absolutely is. Now, if they're looking for a deposit to hold it, do not do that. That is a big red flag. If you're a seller and someone wants to buy something from you, asks you to hold it, and then pulls out because they want to send someone else to go grab it on their behalf, they will away as well. And this big one for your listeners, Bill, because it isn't just about whether or not you buy on Facebook. It's actually giving away your personal information, particularly around bank account details and email addresses. Now, email address is a big one. People probably think that it's not that insidious. Someone says, oh, look, let's go off Facebook, give me email address. Right away, that potential scammer has a proven email address that they can start phishing. And that's phishing with a PH in front. Where you'll then get an email that looks like it's from maybe Facebook or Microsoft. You click on it, and suddenly your computer's hijacked.
Yeah. Okay. And what about, I know people that have said, that I've sort of introduced, because I use Marketplace a lot, and they've said, I don't want, if anyone offers to, and I know it's the way we do transactions now, transferring of money, providing of accounts, they'd rather do cash or not at all.
Pay ID, giving bank account details, stay well away from all of that. And the other one, big one, is if you're deciding to meet up with someone and actually do a physical transfer, make sure you do it in daytime at a worldly place in a public space.
Is there any other ways, it's hard to sort of work out ways of trying to increase your security then to minimise getting scammed?
Don't give away personal information, because if I know your name, Bill, and I know your bank account, you've got a public Facebook account, and I can see that someone's wished you happy birthday. I now have your bank account detail, your name, your date of birth. What can I do with that? You can do a lot with that.
All righty. Well, apart from the big two I mentioned, are there any platforms that you'd recommend buyers and sellers use that you know are super safe and good?
I set up a marketplace specifically for building and construction because I was finding these kind of issues as well in our business, where we would just spend hours dealing with people that weren't really genuine buyers or sellers for that reason. It's superyard.com.au. It's really there to help people who legitimately want to buy and sell bricks, tiles, formwork, any kind of building materials.
Yeah, okay. Well, good to talk with you and all the best with Superyard. Sounds like a great idea for people looking for building and reno materials in this current climate. Thanks a lot. Richie Jamore from the founder and director of Superyard.